Hello everybody, welcome to the 11th episode of the second season of Talkboard. I'm also here with Laughing Quo, Eric, Rabil, Aiden, Adam.
Hi.
And me. So today we are going to be talking a little bit about the whole controversy regarding Pakix and having the same package on multiple repos. I think it's a good sort of talking point for this week. Obviously we have some good guests here to answer that today. We have two repo maintainers and one large tweak developer who hosts on multiple repos. So let's get into a sort of a little recap of the situation at hand. So basically a lot of this started with the $1,000 fee of one icon that was approved to Pakix. Why it was approved, we don't know. It might be due to their lax, non-existent guidelines. So $1,000 theme was approved, even though it themed one icon. Someone posted on Twitter, there was a whole load of backlash, and eventually this leaded into loads of developers being really mad at Pakix. Actually, there was something before this that also made people mad, wasn't there? Just before this.
There was people hosting Pakix on two repos, and Andy was like...
Oh yeah, did he speak... But wasn't that after the thought?
Yeah, he was like, oh, you have to...
No, because people were threatening to leave, and then he said that, yeah.
He was like, you have to refund every single...
Yeah, so people were threatening to move to Twicked, or something of that sort. And basically, Andy came out and said that if you want to move from this repo to another, you have to refund every single purchase that has been made of that package, which is, you know, not the best of solutions, especially if you've sold hundreds in a particular package. And so obviously a lot of people went into defeatist mode and sort of said, well, what if we host on both? To which Andy said, you can't. So do you two kind of want to chime in on this and what your thoughts are on having the same package on multiple repos?
Those guys seem distracted. I'll go. So it's like, it is a bit awkward because there's
okay.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so Adam, do you want to chime in on this?
So I can see the perspective that packages should not be on multiple repos because it's a real practical concern, and there's two reasons for that. One, purchases. So if I purchase it from Pakix and then later on, I don't know, sometime down the road, I go and reinstall it, but my purchase isn't there. Why not? And that's really confusing. So turns out, oh, I purchased it on Pakix, but I'm looking at it on Twicked. Or where did I purchase it from? I genuinely don't know. Like, there are some real support concerns there, because definitely Charis, I'll say that, like, from my perspective, definitely Charis has done a lot of stuff to just make everything as clear as possible, so you can never possibly make a mistake in the whole purchase process or forget what your login is or anything like that. Even then, some people, you know, it happens. Some people forget their login or something like that, or they forget what Google account they used. But it's mostly a non-existent issue for us, as far as I'm concerned. When you start adding more repos, hosting the same thing, then that starts becoming out of my control, for instance. If you release on both Charis and Pakix, then what happens with Pakix is out of my control, and I can't help you reduce support emails or anything like that. You may get more chargebacks, that sort of thing.
Another sort of thing I'm thinking about is updates as well. So for example, approving an update might take a different amount of time on different repos. So if you have a purchase on, say, Charis, the package is also on Pakix, like, the Pakix one may take way longer to approve, and someone who has it on Pakix won't get that update, but the people on Charis do, and that's not really an equal experience for everyone.
That is awkward as well, because it's like, maybe for the sake of argument, that Twicked is just such a better repo, and they release updates pretty much straight away when you submit them for some reason. Maybe that is a better thing. But if your users purchase on Pakix, how you know, they're going to be waiting days. That was a bit mean. Okay, they're going to be waiting a little bit longer for your package updates to be released. So I don't know, you're sort of giving people a worse deal one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Aidan, would you like to give your opinion on packages on multiple repos? No? Okay, I guess.
I also want to say that, there was a Reddit thread where this was discussed, so I brought up that there's a bug with Cydia where if two repos host the same package, it will actually show, it will infinitely show the other repo as an update. So if I have type status 3.0 on Chariz and I have type status 3.0 on Big Boss, it is going to keep showing the other repo as having an update to type status, even though you've got the right version. It's they're both the exact same thing. It's going to keep doing that. So that's a Cydia bug, unfortunately. What I was told was that actually Twict is changing the package ID, which is a fair, decent idea, but I find that very confusing still.
Yeah. Would you, but I'm sort of right in saying, so if you did want to move to another repo, I'm guessing you guys, if someone was to move off the repo, you wouldn't impose the same restrictions that Andy is imposing?
Well, I would tell them don't, because honestly, there is a lot of... Aiden will disagree with me, that's fair, but I believe it's hard to communicate these transfer things well to users, and I pride Chariz on just being as clear as... I don't want to say clear as mud. That sounds like the wrong thing to say. It's as clear as day how you use Chariz.
So, yeah, like you were saying, transfers are harder to communicate, but in for whatever reason, say there's a valid reason for them to no longer want to host on your repo... you wouldn't... Would you, like, make them refund certain people, or would you just make sure they have, like, a really good transfer policy in place first?
Well, the thing you would want to do is you don't want anyone to be confused, you don't want anyone to be angry, you just want it to just be done. Mm-hmm. And that is always gonna... And in my experience, actually, you will never get 100% of purchases transferred over. Mm-hmm. So there will be people who can't work out what their old account was, or they're just confused, or they don't care anymore. Mm-hmm. So I lost my train of thought.
That's fine. Okay, yeah. So, Aiden, are you feeling like speaking today at all? Or?
I pretty much agree with everything Adam said, even regarding transfers. They never go out as planned. There's always people that are very confused by the already confusing process of actually downloading their package and then having to move it to another repo, which they probably don't even understand the difference between the different repos usually.
Because you transferred a few packages between repos.
Yeah.
So what was the experience like there, transferring like Blake is probably a good example, transferring Blake's packages to Dynasto.
Well, you can try to make it like as clear as possible, but there's still people that won't like completely understand the differences because, you know, they don't understand why there's different repos in the first place, and there's a lot of complicated stuff there that is very hard to get across.
Okay.
Yeah, of course, people are very used to the App Store just being this one central place of everything. It's even, you know, even if they don't know what all the other repos are, maybe the only repo they know of is Packix, you know, they might still find it very strange because it's not just like one click and you've purchased it sort of thing. There's no face ID to purchase or anything like that.
Okay. So what is everyone here's opinion on the £1,000 package? Do you think it's a matter of it shouldn't exist, or people should be allowed to charge whatever they want for whatever they make?
I think there needs to be a balance.
Okay.
So in this case, I think Andy was right in taking the package down because it was clearly a joke.
But you also approved it in the first place.
Andrew's quality control was also a joke. But we won't get into that because that is a very heated discussion for another day.
I mean, we can if you want, I don't mind.
Okay, maybe later.
Essentially, the too long didn't hear is basically that package was a joke, and yes, it shouldn't have been approved in the first place, but packages doesn't have any form of quality control guidelines in the slightest. It is what Andrew decides should be on and what shouldn't, and sometimes what should and shouldn't is muddled up.
So it kind of goes without saying, but you think packages would benefit from some detailed guidelines for
packages?
Yes,
because I am a package moderator, but I find it incredibly hard to moderate packages. I can only do updates for trusted developers that I know personally, because I know that their stuff is legitimate and it should be allowed, because Andrew has this list of yes or no in his head and I don't have access to that, and there is no yes and no
there's
guidelines.
No criteria, yeah.
There's nothing at the moment.
Okay. Right, so Eric, what do you think of the £1,000 package?
I don't really think it's as big of a deal as everyone's making it out to be, just because Apple literally had the I Am Rich app for years that was $1,000. But I think, again, it goes back to quality control with the repo. What is everyone's issue with it?
So basically the issue with it is it was... not the package itself inherently, but the fact that it was on a big repo and it was just $1,000 for one icon.
I think when you're Apple, you can afford to do stuff like that, but when you're a smaller repo trying to get some respect in a community of a bunch of people trying to get a lot of respect, it doesn't reflect too well on your content moderation, especially when that's something people are relying on.
Mm-hmm.
And
what do you guys think of the idea that supposedly that a lot of these proceeds were going to end up going to charity before Andy refunded it, I would like to add.
I think they were going to get a hookers and blow.
Well, that's the interesting thing about it. The person who submitted that package said later that the proceeds were going to charity, but the interesting thing about that is it actually turns out that the person who purchased it suggested it to him, and then he later thought, oh, that's a good idea, so I'll do that. When Andrew removed the package, there was no indication that any funds were going to charity, and the guy who owned it, who submitted it himself, said that if the person hadn't suggested charity as a good idea, it would not have gone to charity in the first place.
Mm.
So I think Andrew was right in taking it down, because it's really inappropriate to have that on packages when you have that stigma of bad quality control.
Yeah, that's fair enough. It's not like Andy himself didn't lose anything by removing this package, by refunding it, because it's what, a 25% cut on packages?
On average,
there is the refund cost from PayPal.
That includes the payment platforms such as PayPal and Stripe. So PayPal, packages is not taking 25% off.
Yeah, I mean, as in the cut is 25%.
Yeah, but just some people get that a bit confused.
You didn't pocket $250, don't worry.
No.
Just to also mention, PayPal's cost of a refund has also gone up recently, because they used to refund some of it, but back to the seller, so you would only be paying a partial fee on that transaction. Now they don't refund any of it. So if you refund, you get back the entire payment amount minus the fee.
Mm-hmm.
So it does actually cost a bit to do a refund.
Yep.
So yes, Andrew would have swallowed that cost.
Yeah.
That would not have gone on to the seller.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all fair enough. What was this? The next point I was going to write. Do you think there's ever a reasonable reason to charge $1,000 for a package at Ubia?
If it's not a joke, no. Literally, I just said this and it's true. Unless it's going to put macOS on my phone, I'm not going to pay $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people would pay $1,000 for some things, but no. Generally, people are looking for, even if you go on the Mac App Store, probably the most expensive reasonable thing you'll find is for instance, Final Cut Pro is $500, at least I think it is in Australia. So it's...
Wait, one sec. Sam, I just saw what you posted. Please, if you do decide to do that, refund via the developer, refund via the repo and not via... What are you doing? If you do decide to do that, refund via the repo, because if you do chargebacks, then that doesn't really help anyone aside from PayPal.
Honestly, I think the better way to protest is actually tell developers you're not interested in buying it if they're on packages,
mm-hmm.
or or you regret buying it on PackX after learning about everything that happened.
Yeah, developers are people too. If someone was to tell me that they're not like a fan of Dynastic for whatever reason, I would take that personally. Like, I would think like, wow, like this is actually not a good reflection of my package. Obviously, I don't have that issue with Dynastic, but if I did,
yeah.
Don't worry, Aiden, I'm not bad mouthing you. It's okay. But yeah, no. So. No. It's fine. I'm just clarifying for everyone. Talkboard is sponsored by House of Carts. That's Carts with a T, not a D. Let me do that to start. House of Carts is an active and effective resale community for sneakers, clothes, Funkos, and more. They'll help boost your profits on resale. Go to shop.houseofcarts.io and use promo code TALKBOARD for 25% off. And every person that signs up, we do actually receive a commission for that. So, yes. Support the show. Okay. So, question from Sam G as a ninja. So, if you can't answer yet, I respect that. What happened with PackX?
I can't fully answer that. Okay. What I will say is...
Cliff's notes.
Unfortunately, things didn't go as planned. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Right. For all the people who automatically merged to PackX who originally on Charis, is there a way for them to get their packages back on Charis without refunding all their users?
Okay. There's two things here. So one, I would probably tell you, I would highly recommend that you don't transfer because, like, seriously, I say that even though I benefit from you transferring because it's just a pain in the butt, and I really think you should just not do it. You should stay where you are.
Yeah, it's a pain in the butt for you. It's a pain in the butt for the user and for the repo maintainer.
Yeah, and that's always been my stance. I mean, Aiden can confirm that. And the second thing is, what was my second thing? Shit.
That sounded not like what it was. Yeah, it's a leather chair, guys. Don't worry.
It was the chair, I'm sure.
Okay.
He's smiling at me,
well,
so I think...
Well, if everyone dies, they will know it wasn't the chair.
Yeah, that question was basically only for Adam. Adam's the only person who could answer that. Sanji, I have a single paid package on PackX. Can I make it free on PackX, then post it somewhere else also for free?
Read that again, sorry.
So he has a paid package on PackX.
Yeah.
He wants to make it free and then post it somewhere else for free. That would be a no. You would have to
hide it
on PackX, no?
That's a really good mind head scratcher. Probably, like, if that's your choice that you want to make something free, I mean, you can do that on PackX. So you can just, like, delete the purchase restrictions and now it's free. So there is no issue of you changing your payment restrictions to none so that it becomes free on PackX. If you wanted to transfer it to Charis as a free package from paid, that's probably totally fine as well. I mean, as long as you're up for that.
Okay. Eskimo says, when ETA my tweets on Charis?
You haven't sent me any.
Oof. Fair enough.
Hi, Eskimo.
Okay. For those of you on the Check Rain team, cough cough Adam.
Hello.
What's your thoughts on Fugu?
I don't know what that is.
I think there was a link posted earlier. Let me find it. Where is Fugu? Open source jailbreak based on Checkmate. By Linus Hines.
I can't really speak on that because I've not looked at it.
Okay. Guess that answers that. Question from Eric. I want Andy Wick in this bitch so we can drag him. Unfortunately, Andy is not with us in Florida.
What the fuck?
Much to all of our dismay.
Fly that bitch up in a heli.
Are we sure helicopters are the safest form of transport?
Lavin Cole is laughing.
Ha ha! That's my job.
That was not intentional. I only figured that out after it came out of my mouth. I promise.
Okay, question from Laughing Qual. Because apparently we're just asking questions to each other even though we're in the same room. Aiden. Will Dynastic support other payment platforms?
Yes.
Yes. That's... You've had it here first.
Yes. Thank you for your elaborate answer. I am very well informed now.
Yeah, it's fine here.
The payment processes are very complex. That is all I will say.
Yeah.
Okay. Will packages ever get functional quality control? Let's ask the package moderator.
Well, I have good news on that because Andrew showed me a draft of some quality control guidelines, which I can't share, but at least I can say that he is working on some. Whether they'll ever be implemented, that's on him.
Are they? I'm guessing they're not on Dynastics level, but...
We'll talk about that later.
We'll have some robust conversation.
When ETA Sugar Sticker Pack on Charnastic?
Sugar... Yes! Yes, release. Give me.
Genuinely, give me you could host that one either, but I don't. As for merger, no, I don't think so.
Mm.
We are cancelling the merger live on Talkboard.
Wait, what? No, there was a merger?
Yes. It was. We were going to merge Charos without telling you.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Okay. Why is Jamie withholding Windows support? Jamie, stop withholding Windows support from the people. Luca has already told everyone that it's you.
Can I get Talkboard for... Fuck. Can I get CheckRain for Windows 95?
Yes, CheckRain for Windows. Okay.
That's Windows.
Yes.
Day Windows.
In fact, a form of Windows. Is Packix real, Sugar asks? No.
No, I can confirm it is not real.
Okay.
It's okay, guys. It's just a mere figment of our imagination.
It's like Australia. It doesn't exist.
Question from Aaron. Define Charos. Repo, I think, is a good description.
Yes.
Repo. There we are. Question for Sugar. Florida doesn't exist. This isn't a question, but a statement. I concur with this statement.
You've sent that as a question, so you're asking a question.
Florida doesn't exist. This isn't a question, but a statement. Now it's become a question.
He is now asking if it is a question or a statement.
I think that's a statement.
I believe it's a statement.
Okay.
Glad that we can agree on this.
Some hard-hitting questions here, guys. Thank you. Question from NullPixel. When ETA? Sun. Zebra check rain from Sam G as a Ninja.
Okay, that's...
This is an actual question. That's
okay, that's like... It's got no actual content in the question, but those two keywords. Right. So, Zebra and Installer will be added to the check rain loader app. So, when you run check rain, it installs the loader app in your home screen. Currently the only option there is Cydia, so we actually have the ability to push more apps onto that page at any time. So
you don't need to update CheckRain to get the new package manager.
Yeah, so you can literally just go into the CheckRain app and you can install Zebra or install it, and that'll be soon when I stop being lazy.
There's a question from me. You seem to be missing a name.
Yeah, that does not include Cilio, so...
Yet or permanently?
I'm not going to argue whether it's Cilio or Cilio.
Yes.
I'm going to say, okay, this is a complete digression, but did you know that Sorek says Cydia as Cydia?
Yeah, please never do this, but apparently you have to stress the D. You are 5 years old, I swear to God. Right, yes. Anyway, yeah, so...
That's why I call it Cilio.
So Cilio on CheckRain, is there any progress on that front?
So, yeah... Cilio is really awkward because it, like, I don't blame Coolstar. This is, like, okay, so people sort of make it like it's personal, like Coolstar is just intentionally breaking stuff, and there is a fraction of a truth in that, but it's really not that at all. It's more like Cilio ended up just depending on some things that we thought were just pretty straightforward. Like, okay, we needed some modifications to APT, the backend that does all the installation and repo handling and stuff. We're looking at options there, but it basically just means no official Cilio for CheckRain at this point in time, which I don't like that because I really like Cilio. I think it's a really well made app. It has its issues, but so does Cydia, and people love Cydia. So, sorry, Cydia. So, yeah, that's just how it is for now.
Okay. Eric says, can I have a poo-poo break? He's already gone, so yes. Eric also says, touch me. I cannot right now. You're currently in the toilet.
We should probably wait for him.
Okay.
Right.
But yeah, actual is, well, as always, there's never going to be an exact ETA for Zebra or Taleo, is there?
No. But what I can say is, of course, you can still install Zebra from the official Zebra repo, and it'll work perfectly, because luckily Zebra is implemented just that tiny bit differently from Taleo, and it doesn't depend on any specific patches. I swear we're going to be editing Aaron's going to be editing this, and it's all going to be background noise from Aiden just moving around on his seat.
But right, yeah, if there is background noise in this recording, blame Eric, Aiden, or Laughing Quark.
You could also blame Aaron for not bringing a proper mic.
Yeah, in my backpack.
And mainly Aaron, I think. It's awkward.
Yeah, but my mic would have still picked those noises up.
The thing is, my competition is Aiden, so I blame Aiden.
I blame Adam.
You're just saying that.
Okay, here's a question for me. I usually don't get those, so I'm quite happy about this.
Nice.
Why did you start this podcast? Because I thought jailbreaking kind of needed a podcast, and here I am. It's really the thick and thin of it, if I'm being honest. You could ask Jamie. Me and Jamie, we basically just spoke about how it would be cool one day, and then we had a lot of arguments about the name, and then eventually Talkboard happened, and here we are. What time are we leaving for Disney World? Is that tomorrow? Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I guess you're figuring that out.
There's a free shuttle.
I know.
Right. I don't care, Jamie. Ban Jamie. That's a good one.
We can do that.
Okay. Well, we ban Jamie. Is everyone in agreement on banning Jamie?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to ban him yet. I'm going to ban him later. I'm going to ban him when he's not expecting it. I will withhold your dynastic merch if you ban me. It's okay, I will just purchase some more and have it shipped to me. This is why I suggest shipping it to me, because Jamie.
Hmm?
This is why I suggested you ship the merch to me, because Jamie.
Yeah, but Jamie is...
Jamie.
Yeah.
That's the issue. Okay, if that will be it, thank you all very much for listening. A big shout out again to our sponsor, House of Cards. Do check them out. Yeah, does anyone have any final remarks they'd like to make? Would everyone like to say bye individually because it's cute?
Goodbye.
Bye, friends.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Thank you all for listening and have a very good day.